Hello, everybody, and welcome to the month of ER. It starts tonight at sundown, one of my favorite months on the Hebrew calendar. It is the month of supernatural provision. Are you excited? God is doing amazing things. We've come through Passover. We've gotten 11 out of our house. We have been prepared to step into super abundancy. The counting of the Omer, which means the counting of the manna, the bread of heaven coming from heaven into the earth, the blessings from God that we might increase in trusting and obeying him. Come on, you cannot obey God and keep his commandments until you know you can trust him. And so when the Israelites were pulled out of the bondage of Egypt and taken to the promised land, they had this 40-day period of time, and that 40-day period of time, we are in it now. It is between Passover and Pentecost, or what we call the sixth day of Sivan, which is the Feast of Shavuot. It's a very, very holy time where we remember that God came on Mount Sinai, and he spoke to the people about who he is and now who they are as far as identity goes. So the month of Iyar, before the month of Sivan happens on June 1st, this whole month of May is going to be dedicated to the release of supernatural provision. Why? To increase your faithfulness, your understanding of God's faithfulness, and that you can also be faithful unto God by believing and trusting in who he is and his love and his goodness. That's what he was trying to show the Israelites. We call it the wilderness time, but it is not a bad time. I realize that we hum and haw about the wilderness, but it's where God reveals something about himself to help prepare us for the identity increase that we're about to get as we move throughout the rest of the year. You see, this is a time where the Israelites, they did not know God very well at all. They had cried out to him for over 400 years in bondage, but this is a transitionary time of healing and restoration for them. See, they were afraid. They had been traumatized. Their souls had been traumatized. And so they were stepping now into a place where they were going to have to build a trust in God. So God said, listen, I love you so much. Not only did I take you out of the bondage of Egypt, but now I'm going to fill you with an understanding of my love for you. And I'm going to show you this love by bringing you manna from heaven. I'm going to put quail in your front yard. I'm going to give you clothes that never wear out. I've allowed you to spoil the Egyptians. I'm giving you water from a rock. I'm turning water that is bitter into sweet water. I am preparing you to receive 49 days or 7 weeks worth of blessings from Passover all the way until the Feast of Shavuot, which is this time of Pentecost, or where the people went to Mount Sinai. We also know it as the time in the New Testament where after Jesus ascended on the 40th day, 10 days later is when they went up into the upper room. They were up there, and while they were there, God released the power of the Holy Spirit. So fire again came to them. So we got fire on the mountain in Mount Sinai, and then that's Old Testament. New Testament is fire that comes from on high, the baptism by fire. And with that, then they were able to go out and walk in the dunamis power of God, the power that comes by fire. So this is a time of transition. Come on, somebody say it again. This is my time of transition. See, God's pulled you out of Egypt. And now for many of you, what that means is you had a lot of change. A lot of new contracts happened. There was a spring cleaning that took place, not only in your soul, but in your personal house. There's been a lot of change, but there's also been a brand new birth. New things have happened. And so now you've got to transition in this new. And so this is about 40 days of a transition where we come to find out God's love and goodness for us. It's a very special time. It's my most favorite month, I think, of all, other than Nisan with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Oh, I don't know. Sivan is pretty amazing too. These are amazing times. You see, God wants us to know that he's our Father and our Father in heaven. Our Father loves us so much. See, Jesus died to give us a relationship with the Father. And so through his death, burial, and resurrection that we remembered on what was equivalent to Good Friday or the first night of Passover, okay, which is not even a Friday, all right? It is a time where we know the curse has been broken so that we can enter into a divine relationship with the Lord. And we see from John chapter 20, we know that when Jesus resurrected, Mary met him at the tomb and he said, listen, Mary, don't hold on to me. Do not touch me in this state. I cannot stay here as the resurrected Jesus. I've got to go on to the realms of ascension. So this is the time where we began to start practicing and understanding how to live the ascension life. So understanding the Hebrew calendar is a key to the ascension life, because don't you want to know the times and seasons of the Lord? So we're in transitionary time for 49 days, or until we come into the Feast of Shavuot on June 1st, or Pentecost according to the Hebrew calendar on June 8th, which, by the way, should be on June 1st, okay? So it's the same thing, the Mount Sinai or the Upper Room, very equivalent. Just one is before Jesus and one is after Jesus, all right? So we are in this time frame of asking this question, who am I? Who is God? This is all brand new. Things are shifting. I'm in transition. Can I believe him? Will I obey his commandments? Come on, he said, those people that love me will obey my commandments. Well, how do you know God's love if you don't know his provision, right? Anybody who thinks that their Father is withholding from them will not believe that he is a good God. Come on, that's just how it rolls. That's how humanity is. Like God speaks to humanity out of what humanity's lack is. So he says, humanity, you lack in this area. Humanity, you're under the curse, but I sent my son to break the curse. But now you got to live like you're in the Garden of Eden. You got to live like heaven's culture. And so we need to be trained to live a life of the ascension, or a life that is complete, where we come through a transitionary time and we now know who we are and we know where we're going. So God's leading us up to this. So I want you to read Exodus 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23. Because in 23, we read about the release of the angels, the release of the blessings from God, the special year's blessings, the great blessings that come from this Passover time. And so if you're struggling right now and you're like, something's changed here. I can't quite put my finger on what's changed. Really what God is saying is, listen, you're in transition. I need you to understand my love for you. I need you to understand who you are in me. And I'm going to continue over the next 40 days of counting the Omer, 49 days of blessing, okay, which is 50, okay, 49 to 50 days of blessing. And what is counting the Omer? That is from Exodus chapter 16. That's when the Israelites, every day, they went out and found that there was hoarfrost on the ground, or manna, and they called it, what is it? And they had to pick up and gather a certain amount every day until they got to the sixth day. They were to get double portion that day, so they did not have to work the seventh day. Many believed God, but some did not. And so those that still went out on the seventh day, and that's what it tells us, they went out on the seventh day and they were looking for manna. Well, God got a little upset because he's like, listen, I told you I was going to supply all of your needs. Why are you going out on your own and trying to do this your own way? And he said, listen, this is what I consider to be, you know, an offense against me. He's like, listen, if I say I'm going to provide for you, if I am your source, if I'm going to take care of you, then you've got to trust me in this area. And so as God began to train them, he trained them in the transitionary time to believe him. Those that can believe God can follow God. Those that can believe God can hear his voice and obey his commands. That's what this whole thing is about. See, God is getting you ready for your Mount Sinai experience or your Upper Room experience, where he's going to say, can you obey my commandments? And you're going to be able to say yes. Because during this training time, you're going to come to establish that God is your source. You're going to get strong in this area, and then you're going to step into the next dimension of your identity. And in that identity is new opportunity. God doesn't want to promote somebody that doesn't know their identity. When you know your identity, right, then he can promote you into a place where you can carry the weight of that which he's asking you to follow. And so identity ends up being a part of this. But God's going to take the next you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks and work with you on this. All right. So somebody high five me. It's transitionary time. It's okay. You're in a transition. Listen, maybe you just moved into a house. Things are in an uproar. Maybe you just changed contracts. Maybe you just got a new job. Maybe you have a new relationship. That all happened around right before Passover, right before the cleansing time. And now we're in this transitionary moment. This is what God's doing in the atmosphere this week. So how do we prepare ourselves for supernatural provision? We come to the Lord in humility. Listen, he probably stripped your pride like he did mine during Passover. So now you're humble. You can receive from him. You're being perfectly positioned to be a receiver. Receiving from God and knowing that he is our Father is one of the greatest gifts that God has given us through his son Jesus. Without Jesus, we'd have no relationship with the Father. But because of what Jesus did when he became our Passover lamb, now we do. And so we got to honor that relationship with the Lord. And so that's what God was trying to do. He's trying to develop relationship with them. He didn't have relationship with the Jews from their standpoint. From his standpoint, it was fine. He was the author and perfecter of timing when the deliverer should come. But they were squirming. They were in fear. They were traumatized. And so it was the trauma of Egypt that needed to be worked out of them. And so it is time that God is preparing them to step in to the new, the blessing, the overflow that comes when we learn to obey God, when we learn to hear his voice and respond. And so this is a time where we learn not to sacrifice, but to obey. To sacrifice means we put ourselves out there. We do some things we shouldn't be doing. We're not hearing the voice of God. Many times we're acting in fear. I'm going to sacrifice this when God says, no, I just want you to be obedient. If I'm telling you to do something, obey it. Remember Deuteronomy chapter 8, where he says that he took them through the wilderness. For what reason? To prove and test, to humble them, what was in their heart, so that he could get ready to prepare them. He says, I just want to know that you will obey my commands. He doesn't want people sacrificing. He doesn't want your sacrifice. He wants your obedience. He wants you to do what it is that he's telling you to do, and there he's going to bless you. Like if God tells you to give $40, don't give $60. Give $40. Come on. See, most people are like, but, you know, listen, I want to give $60. And God says, no, give $40. Just give what he tells you to give. This is the things that we learn during the supernatural provision time. All right. So we learn to hear the voice of God. If you're having trouble with hearing the voice of God, you got to get in the space with God in humility, and you need to be loving on the Father. God gives prosperity to his servants who are pleased and delighted in him. They don't need, they're not coming always for the need. You don't want to be seeking God for the need all the time. You want to be seeking God because you love him, because you want to be with him, because you're going to obey what it is that he wants you to do. And so it is a time where we are stretched and we are prodded during transitionary time. But listen, it's okay, because if you're in that space and you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't know how to react to this. You know, I'm feeling like I'm one place here, one place there. If you're not sure your identity right now, if you're feeling really rocked, it's okay. It's transitionary time. Somebody needs to slap my hand and say, it's okay. It's transitionary time. That's what it is. And so God is preparing you during this transitionary time to carry a new and fresh identity for the rest of the year. Come on. And so he wants you to be confident in that in which he's called you to do. Now listen, you know, we all want to please God, but please God from obedience, not from sacrifice. Flow with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Move in the arenas that he's calling you to move in. Go with desire. Many people say to me, how do I know about hearing the voice of God? If you desire it and it's a good thing, then God will bless it, okay? Now, not evil desire or not desire to break the Ten Commandments. Like if you're desiring somebody's wife, or somebody's husband, no, that's not the Ten Commandments, okay? That would be called lusting that leads to adultery, okay? So that's not the kind of desire I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a desire of lust. I am talking about desires for goodness and righteousness, holiness and purity, doing things in the earth that are going to make a difference by the power of the Holy Spirit. But then again, God doesn't want you running off without him. His son came that you might be unified together and step into the plans and purposes that God has for you. And so listen, I just want to encourage you that this is a special time. Supernatural provision is coming. Now, when they received Omer every day, Omer is manna, in 3 pounds. That's what's called an omer. So you can read about this in Exodus 16. They were instructed to get an omer for themselves, not too much, not too little, enough for them to consume in a day. And they were not to keep it overnight. And so what God wants us to learn to do is to be obedient. That's the whole thing about the omer. But one of the things the Jews do during this time is they count the omer. Okay, so they count the omer from Passover, which would be the 13th of April, all the way to Pentecost. During that time, they're counting the blessings of the Lord, because manna is a blessing. It came from heaven. It's a blessing. And they received that blessing, and they received it with great joy. And so every day, count your blessings. Okay. Every day say, Lord, thank you so much for this. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your provision in this area. As you count your blessings, your faith will increase, because God is revealing how good he is and how much he loves you. So when you count your blessings, what you're doing is you're making an affirmation. You're making a declaration that God is good. Look at what he's done. Now listen, this is going to strengthen you for identity. Count your blessings. And then by the time you get to the sixth day of Sivan, which is going to be June 1st or June 8th, all right, June 8th on the Gregorian calendar is Pentecost. You'll celebrate it on that Sunday. Or June 1st, the Feast of Shavuot, what's happening is you're saying, Lord, I'm ready to receive your commandments. My heart has been tested and proved, and I'm coming forward with a new identity of knowing who you are, and I'm ready to move forward in that. Come on. This is what's happening for the next 7 weeks. Now, I'm going to be talking to you more about the Ascension, because Ascension Day happened on ER 25, 26, which ended up being May 24th this year. I'll be sharing with you lots of stuff this month. But tomorrow on the April 30th is my special call. Okay? So that is the day. At 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern, where you can come online with me, okay? And I will be on for an hour and a half to talk to you about the month of ER, as well as the revelations about living in the Ascension life for the month of ER. There's going to be great blessings that come to you, and those blessings are going to reveal how much God loves you during this time. Go to him and seek after him what's most important to you. And what's most important to you is what it is that he's laid on your heart for the next dimension of relationship with him, and a building of your identity for the scrolls of destiny that were written about you. Okay, your identity and your purpose are coming forth, greater fruition into it. But God needs to know how much you're willing to obey him and obey his commandments. So this is a building time. The transitionary time is a building time of your faith. It's a faith building time. So count your manna every day. Count the blessings that God has given you. Say them out loud. Write them in a journal. Do what you need to do to prepare your heart for what it is that God has for you. And listen, he's got so much for you. Listen, I love you. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. So join me for my class, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April 30th. Get the Zoom link. All you got to do is hit the Ascension button. Hit Ascend, the Ascend button. Now, for those of you watching this video tonight, you may not get the link for tomorrow, all right? You can try it, but you know, my team, my staff, might be hard for them to get it to you because you kind of waited kind of late for this, all right? But we'll get you in May. I'm probably going to be having the call around the middle of May. It's just in 2 weeks will be the next Ascend call. I'll have that date for you very soon. And so get yourself signed up for this. It's a free 1.5 hours with me in the morning, 1.5 hour at night. It is Eastern time. You can decide what part of the world you're in and coming on. You're going to meet other people too. It's going to be a great time. We're going to prepare you for this transitionary time that God has for you. Now, listen, we're also doing some classes in our Biblical Life Coaching School. Are you ready to be credentialed and start your own kingdom business? We can help you do this. But what you need to do is you need to go to dreammentors.org and sign up for Soul Transformation or Dream Mentors 101. We're going to put you with one of our highly qualified coaches who is going to help take you through a class, and you're going to meet other people from all over the world. It's going to be on Zoom, and you're going to come out with a credential that is going to help you be able to know that you know how to help others, all right? How to help others in life strategy, how to help heal trauma, what's the process of soul transformation, what are the spiritual disciplines, what about purpose and destiny? There's so many things that we cover. So I want you to be involved with that. Don't let that go. We've got apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. We've got all types of ministry leaders, healing ministry leaders, financiers of the kingdom that come online to learn these principles, because not only is it change you, but it helps you then be able to be used in other people's lives to change them as well. So this is super exciting. And then the last thing is, if you haven't got a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get a hold of it now. We're stepping into month two on the religious calendar, the month of ER. You don't want to miss it. A prophetic declaration for every day. These have been tested for 5 years. You want to know who God is each and every month. This is an amazing manual for you to live and grow in an understanding of that. All right, I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just praise you and I thank you for my friend that's watching. We give you glory, honor, and praise that in this transition, you are building identity. You are building our ability to trust you, that we might go to those next levels of hearing you and obeying you. Father, we praise you and we thank you. You are our source. We count our blessings this month. We are getting ready for the month of supernatural provision, and we can't wait to see how you're going to reveal yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. All right, share this video with a friend. Somebody needs to hear this. Go on my YouTube. Check you like it so that you can get every week. I come online on Tuesday night so that I can explain to you what's going to happen that week in that month. Or, of course, like this Facebook page so you can get notifications. All right, be blessed, and I will see you next week.